To enhance access to finance for small and medium enterprises, SMEs, the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, has issued a comprehensive draft of revised prudential regulations, PRs, for SME financing, aimed at promoting sustainable, responsible, and inclusive financing practices. The updated framework introduces new regulations while revising several existing ones to make them more principles-based and market-responsive. In addition to the introduction of some new regulations, several existing PRs have also been revised to make the PRs principles-based, remove structural barriers in SME finance, encourage banks to leverage technology, and foster partnerships with fintechs and other non-financial service providers to better serve the financing needs of SMEs, the SBP stated. The draft PRs have been uploaded on SBP's official website for public consultation. The consultation period is open from June 5th to June 20th, 2025. Feedback may be submitted at SME.PR@sbp.org.park using the feedback form provided on the SBP website. The change is needed from the grassroots level to ensure no one is left out, said the president of the Union of Small and Medium Enterprises, UNISAM, Zulfikar Thaver. He said the PRs were much needed because digital banking demands inclusive financing at all levels from micro to medium enterprises. In this connection, the PRs had to be revised to accommodate all categories of SMEs. Finance must be made accessible to every entrepreneur, from freelancers and home-based workers to upper-medium entrepreneurs, he said. The definition has to be revised, as must the system of registration of entrepreneurs to make access to finance possible and easy. Thaver also stressed the need to teach risk management to bankers and to give banks the flexibility to finance entrepreneurs according to their needs. The limits will have to be revised, as money has been devalued. In view of Islamic banking gaining ground, it is very important that every aspect of Islamic financing is included to make the PRs comprehensive and complete. He added that UNISAM has set up a committee of experts for an in-depth study and will submit suggestions accordingly. The core issues in Pakistan's dismal performance in providing formal financing to SMEs, both debt and equity, are simple, somewhat by design, and may not be resolved without a structural change in how Pakistan's financial markets operate, said Hashim Rasa, former CEO of the Small and Medium Enterprises Development Authority, SMEDA. For example, he said, our financial markets are crowded by the government, which consumes around 65% of the total debt in any given year. The remaining 35% credit is barely enough to service corporate, trade financing, commercial, personal, etc.